Hi and welcome. My name is Wangari and I'm a brand alignment strategist. And what that means is that I work with service-based solopreneurs and I help them leverage their personal brand so that they can grow their influence, impact, and income online. So like I had mentioned earlier on the Facebook page, I was going to be talking about the importance of consistency. And I was really challenged because earlier in the afternoon, I wasn't feeling well. I got a migraine. And so when I came home, I just needed to sit and rest and actually sleep early so that I can recover because I still have a full day of work tomorrow. But then I just kept thinking, oh my God, I said I was going to talk about consistency. And then here I am trying to justify not to do it. So it really challenged me to just then think, what's the next best option? Hence my decision tonight to just quickly record an audio so that I keep accountable to myself and also to my audience in terms of the information I had promised to share today. And that would be about the importance of consistency. So after having spoken about the importance of clarity and how that influences your ability to easily create content, once you kind of know what you need to share, the next step is to just be consistent in doing the things that are critical to building your business. So one thing that I learned, and a lot of people usually don't tell you, is that when you start out as a solopreneur, it's a very difficult and lonely journey. And I think I've learned now that not to make it harder on myself by trying to do everything by myself. And so a big part of consistency for me has come in the form of getting accountability. And I've done that by connecting with other people in a similar situation so that we can support each other. And you have so many options on how to do this. You can join networking events or Facebook groups related to the work you do, or even working with a business coach so that they can help you stay accountable. Another thing in terms that is critical in terms of consistency is the activities you do. So you need to be focusing on income producing activities because you're in business to make a living. So unless you have a trust fund or a sponsor that supports you, making money is always going to be a big priority. And so you need to make sure you focus on income producing activities. So I'll just share with you some of the specific things I've done to help me stay consistent in the journey, especially as I'm starting out, so that I can build a strong foundation. So the first thing I did is I got a business coach who hosts a community of new business owners where we get advice that we can implement. And that has been so important because a lot of the things I thought I was going through were like just my problem. And it turns out being in a community helps you understand that people are going through the exact same thing. And then you stop making it a big deal in your head and understand that it's just part of the process and you have to grind it out. Another thing that has been very critical in terms of maintaining consistency on working on my income producing activities has been getting a business bestie. So I have weekly accountability calls with my business bestie to discuss the progress I've made each week with regards to my income goals and income producing activities. And this is something I really value and I'm grateful for in terms of the encouragement, the tough love and support I get from those weekly calls. Another thing that has really helped in terms of helping me stay consistent is a realistic productivity system. So organization looks different for everyone, but there are some areas that I feel have been important in terms of helping me maintain consistency from a productivity perspective. So one of them was for the communication. And what I did was I leveraged software that helps me automate my client communication, track leads so I know how to follow up on converting or supporting my audiences. And one of the tools that has been very helpful is MailChimp. In my personal branding makeover mini course, I talk about how to use and set up your MailChimp account and how you can use it to start automating the process of converting your audience's online into potential customers. Another thing is just being aware and scheduling and tracking the time I use to work on my business. So a thing that has come up from that awareness is the need to allocate sufficient time to your key activities. So one of my key activities is creating content. And I think before I was just presumptuous and would say, oh, I just need to come and sit for like 30 minutes and I can create a blog post. But I learned for me it takes much longer because the blog post is the foundation of my content for the month. So I have to do quite a bit of research. And that means I have to allocate sufficient time to do it once and get it out of the way. Another thing is finding a sort of productivity system. And you need to find a system that helps you stay on track and get your stuff done. So I use the bullet journal system. You can Google it on YouTube. You'll see a lot of demos. And even just based on the enjoyment from using that system, I actually now started hosting a monthly brunch meetup where I meet with content creators and students. And we use the time together to just plan for our weeks using that system. So that's what I had to share today. If you have any questions, I encourage you to put them in the comment section and I'll get back to you directly. Otherwise, I'm really happy I actually still managed to share the information as promised today. And we'll pick up again tomorrow, tying up the three ideas in terms of how clarity helps make it easy for you to create content that is aligned to your brand, and then you can then create a system to consistently produce that content, and how all those three tie up into the final point or the final area of building business basics for solopreneurs, which is how all those things tie into creating confidence as you work through this hard part of your business so that you can, you know, build a strong foundation from which to scale. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.